Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
Watch people's social media. Look for what they need. Listen to what they're saying on their podcast when they say they need something, and reach out with a real solution to possibly solve their problem. You're going to be able to make relationships one value at a time. You don't have to walk into a room and be Mr. and Mrs. Charisma. You can build great relationships one value add at a time. And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
And you got some exciting news, girlfriends, and business flash sale is officially open.
I cannot wait to be in this room with everyone. It's one of my favorite things that I get to do because this is all about bringing high-level women together. Women who know that they're meant for more, who are ready to do big things, who are ready to get out there, who are ready to find the women to lock arms with, who are ready to find their business besties. And also, I have to tell you, just have the best day ever. Truly, this event, when I was there last time and the time before, but it just gets better and better. I was like, I could not be more obsessed with the women in this room. Like getting to spend time with them, getting to talk to them, and at the VIP wine reception, like really getting to drop in and talk and take pictures and listen to each of their goals. I'm like, these women are so freaking epic. Like, I can't wait to be in a room with everyone.
From the first two girlfriends of businesses, I already know of women that have started a business together. How wild is that? Mm-hmm. I already know of women who became each other's clients. I already know of women who became each other's like fractional CMO, fractional CFO, like found that resource that they were missing. I'm telling you, everything you need is going to be in this room in this one day. And it's so perfectly situated. I mean, listen, if you are an ambitious woman, if you're an entrepreneur and you want to know how to stretch your dreams this year, and if you're looking for some missing pieces, This is one day to find those answers. It's perfectly situated because it's February 3rd. It's just one day of your time in person. And in my opinion, I love it because it's the least expensive investment of everything we offer, right? Instead of $50,000 to $75,000 for the Elite Mastermind, instead of $5,000 to $6,000 for a roundtable, instead of $12,000 to $15,000 for the dinner series, this is less than $1,000 if they rush over right now and get it during the flash sale. Mm-hmm. Less than $1,000 for an entire day of masterminding. I don't think there's a better in-person deal out there than that, especially because of the proximity of ballers that you bring in. So listen, today, the day this podcast came out, is the day that the seats opened up, except there's only 2/3 of seats available, right? There's 60 women in the room. There's only 40 seats roughly available because so many people renewed from the last one. So rush over to girlfriendsandbusiness.com, grab a seat right away.
And you can text the word workshop to 310-496-8363 so that you don't miss out on the offer.
Yep. So flash sale, 48 hours, rush over there right now. Either text Lori.
Text the word workshop to 310-496-8363.
Or hit pause on this real quick and go over to girlfriendsandbusiness.com and just grab one of those seats because they're going to go really quickly. They went in less than 24 hours last time.
Mm-hmm.
That's so awesome. Okay. So today we want to talk about how to maximize the people that you are in a room with, especially if you're an introvert. And this is actually somebody wrote in to me and they said, hey, I listen to your show. I would love if you did a specific podcast for introverts on how to grow our network when we are truly, really introverted. So spoiler alert, so are Lori and I. We are massive introverts. In other words, we know how to perform and interact when we are in a room of people. We know how to rise to the occasion. But if left to our own device, we would just kind of hang out, the two of us, all the time alone, be perfectly happy because we're so introverted. And I have social anxiety or awkwardness when I get into a big group of people for the first time where I'm not running the room.
Oh my God, Chris, I'm thinking back to so many events where we have gone and sat at like a table by ourselves around the edge of the event.
So afraid that no one's going to sit with us.
And we're also avoiding people in the past. So,
or we go back to the hotel room on breaks instead of interacting because we're such introverts.
Yes. Now we try not to do that. We try to like stay in the room and know that like, okay, we're here for a reason.
But the point is these are muscles we had to build.
Yes, we had to build that.
To you introverts out there, this is for you. We're going to give you 4 or 5 ways that you can thrive and still network as an introvert. So Lori, what's the first one?
Okay. In the beginning, what I did was honestly, I built a podcast. And remember that my podcast started with 0 listeners. And I was just really clear that I was going to work really hard on getting a few people who I really looked up to and mentors who I looked up to. And one of the ways that I did this, you know, some people are like, how did you get some bigger guests on earlier on in the show? Like in the first 6 months, I had some bigger guests on. And the reason that I was able to do that, whether that grew the podcast or not, which I'm sure it helped, was because I had invested in the rooms that they had. So, you know, I had coached with Gabby Bernstein. I had gone to her Spirit Junkie Masterclass multiple times. And so she was more willing to say yes to being on my podcast because I had invested quite a bit in her and I had always shared her stuff and brought value to her and gone to her book tours and brought 10 different friends to her book tours. So yes, this is how bigger names end up saying yes to you, is you keep showing up, adding value to them over and over again, and you show that you'll move the needle. So when I said, hey, I started a podcast, that was a way that she came on. This also happened with Lewis Howes. I was able to get him on because we had invested in his mastermind and we created a relationship, and I always shared his stuff and I always shared his podcast and I always brought people to him. And so in the beginning, as a introvert, podcasting for me and getting in these rooms was one of the biggest ways for me to start connecting intentionally with people. Because what happened with the podcast is I got to make relationships in these 45-minute to 1-hour conversations every single week. Did I like showing up for them in the beginning or even now? No, they're hard. It's awkward for me. I get nervous before a lot of them, or I dread it. But then once I'm on, I love it. So that's just an introvert trait.
What I don't think people realize is when you have a podcast and you spend a half hour, an hour going deep immediately with somebody on the other end of the podcast, interviewing them, asking them about their life, letting them tell stories, that creates an emotional connection that happens faster than any other form I've seen. Let me repeat that. When you have a podcast and you interview someone, That intentionality for 30, 45, 60 minutes creates such a bond that you go from strangers to like, oh my God, I love you. How can we collaborate? Or, hey, I'm here for you. If you ever need anything, reach out. I can't tell you how many times that has happened to me with someone who, you know, 60 minutes prior, they didn't know me at all. They were just coming on the show. 60 minutes later, all of a sudden we were total besties and we had plans to collaborate together. Mm-hmm. So does it have to be a podcast? No. Lori's point is podcasts were great for that, but have a platform that you can invite people onto in order to still network in a safe way for introverts. That might be a big Facebook group where you bring people in to teach to your Facebook group. That might be a podcast where you bring them on and you interview them. It might be that you have a great YouTube channel and you bring them on to give them exposure on your YouTube channel. You might be great at Instagram Lives and you bring them on to do an Instagram Live. Have a platform that has value so that you can bring them on and connect with them in a very safe feeling way. So that's our first introvert tip on how to connect when you're an introvert. What's the second one here? It is.
Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to share with you that this podcast, Earn Your Happy, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. Truly, this is like one of the most exciting things that has ever happened to me. I'm telling you, I no longer feel like I'm doing this alone, and I actually get to collaborate with the people who host the podcast that I'm obsessed with, like that I have been listening to myself, who inspired me to start a podcast, who have taught me about how to go and do the thing, like the original people who got me motivated through listening to their podcasts. You guys, a bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and to support shows and brands that we believe in. And one of my friends are also on this network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to their show. You guys, I just had Danielle Canty on of the Boss Babe podcast. She co-hosts it with her other amazing co-host and one of my friends, Natalie Ellis. You guys, you can go check out that podcast on mine. It's episode 925, and Danielle and I talk all about burnout and how that could be showing up in your life, and most importantly, how to prevent it. But I want to tell you, if you have not gone and checked out the Boss Babe podcast yet, go subscribe, because it is one of the largest online communities for ambitious women and female entrepreneurs. And I know that if you're listening to the show, chances are that's probably you. You guys, they have 3.6 million followers and 380,000 subscribers. The Boss Babe podcast is the place where they share real behind the scenes of building successful businesses, achieving peak performance, and learning how to balance it all. Most of all, you guys, truly, these women are in my life. Danielle and Natalie are people that I text on a weekly, monthly basis when I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel stuck. What should I do? I tune into their podcast, you guys, to learn. Even though they're my friends, I am still like crazy obsessed with this podcast because I learn something new every single time I listen. It makes me be a better podcaster. It makes me be a better businesswoman. It just makes me be better and more confident out in the world because they're so real and raw. And I can tell you that in the moments where I have had horrible days, down days, I've either gone and listened to this podcast or I've texted them, because these are the people who truly get it. You want to listen to the people who are walking in the same footsteps that you are. You guys, go check out the Boss Babe podcast. You're not going to be sorry. And it's just going to like make you way smarter and you're going to have way more fun. So go check it out.
You may not excel at walking into a room and striking up conversations. You may not have that natural charisma. You may have a lot of fear or social anxiety or awkwardness when you walk into a room. I know a lot of my top performing friends have the exact same thing. And so do I. But there's always a workaround. And one of those workarounds is keep your eye out for how you can add value to people. So sure, you may not be the person who walks in the room and strikes up the conversation and talks to everybody, but you may know that there's one person in there that you can connect to a missing piece. You might know that there's one person in there that the business that you have could solve their problem. You might know there's one person in there where you have a suggestion on how to help get them over a hurdle or a challenge that they have. So get real good at asking people, hey, what are you working on right now? And what are one of the things that you really need to solve to get to the next level? Have that one question ready as an introvert. Like, oh man, I would love to hear what you're working on. And also like maybe what one thing you need to solve right now in order to go over your next hurdle is. it'll get them talking about themselves. And then you looking for a solution for them. Maybe it's an introduction. Maybe it's an answer. Maybe it's a suggestion. It's a really safe way to interact as an introvert. And this expands outside of rooms, by the way. If you're an introvert and you want to connect with people and you can't even see yourself getting into a room because you're so scared right now, that's okay. Just watch people's social media. Look for what they need. Listen to what they're saying on their podcast when they say they need something and reach out with a real solution to possibly solve their problem. You're going to be able to make relationships one value at a time. You don't have to walk into a room and be Mr. and Mrs. Charisma. You can build great relationships one value add at a time. So that's the second one. The third idea.
The third one is to go in the rooms. Yes, I know he just said you don't have to, but if you do want to accelerate it, go in the rooms. We get it. We are introverts. We don't ever want to go. But when we do, it pays off more than I think maybe anything else we do besides our podcast is to go get face to face with people. It's just a different energy. But here's the deal. The reason I wanted to bring this up is because if you're an introvert, you can go into the rooms in a different way. In the past, I remember like when I first started doing this, I can remember one girl in particular that I was like, oh my God, like she's successful because she's so outgoing and she demands all the attention. And in fact, she hogs all the attention. And I was like, I'll never be that. I sat back quiet and I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be successful because I'm just not that. And what that's going to do is it is going to kick you out of the game immediately if you think that way. Introverts can still win so much, maybe even more, by going into the room and being really intentional. So if you know you're going to go into an event, into a networking event, into a mastermind, into a whatever type of event that it is, you just need to go get intentional with being armed with two or three questions of things that you absolutely would love to get answered by these people, and maybe even only meeting two or three people, but allowing yourself to have a bit of deeper conversations with them, asking them, why are they here? What do they need? And then sharing why you're there and what you need. And so I know for you and I, Chris, like a lot of times we'll leave these things and just leave really close to two or three people. Yep. And that has been so game changing for us rather than what I used to think that I had to work the whole room. And I would feel so overwhelmed and defeated and be like, why do I even go to these? Because I'd end up feeling like I got nothing because you can't go deep with a ton of people.
Lori's point was get more intentional about getting into the rooms. I'm going to add to that. Get more intentional about getting into the right rooms, rooms that are made for introverts. So it's funny, whenever I start my mastermind out for the year, I'm like, hey, where's my introverts in here? Okay, I curated this room small enough so that you cannot hide, right? So that's an example of like a right room where you're choosing it because you can't hide in it due to the size of the room or due to how they facilitate it. Another great example, our dinner series. It's literally an unapologetic, intentional networking event where we're going to force you to break out into well-curated exercises to meet people and add value to each other in ways that you wouldn't do on your own if you're not a natural outgoing person. So that's an example of being intentional about what type of room that you're going into. Is it the type of room where the work is done for you? Is it the type of room where the introductions are done for you? Is it the type of room where the networking or the getting past the discomfort is curated for you? Because there's some rooms where you just show up and you have to be Mr. and Mrs. Charisma. You have to strike up the conversation. And there's nothing wrong with those rooms. They're awesome for outgoing people. But then there's some rooms where all of the collisions are intentional. All of the collisions are forced. And it helps that introvert be able to have those natural collisions that they wouldn't normally have on their own. So get more intentional about which rooms you're getting into and choose the ones that are made for introverts.
So the last one is to bring the party to you. Host small get-togethers. If you are introverted and you don't love the way that things are running, or you don't love the certain rooms that you're in, or you're not loving certain groups, invite people and create your own and facilitate it. Like one of the things that Chris and I have done that we've loved the most is we've facilitated our own events and invited people or put it out there of exactly what the event is going to be like. If you don't like how certain things are done, or you think that you could do a better job for people who are just like you, then create it. Start small. Big things start small.
I did this when we moved to LA. Remember, introvert here. So like going to all the big events, going to all the things in LA in order to get to know people was not going to be in my wheelhouse. But I knew I wanted to meet everyone. So I was like, okay, how can I do this? I said, oh, I know. I will bring the party to me in a way that I can control so I feel safe. I feel safe sitting around a dinner table with 6, 8, 10 people curating a conversation. So I literally picked a restaurant, rented out their back room, and sent out invitations to people that I wanted to meet. Some of them were people I already knew. Some were just warm introductions. And some were like, hey, you don't know me. Just moved to the area. Big fan of what you're doing. I'm putting this dinner together. It's totally free. I'm covering the bill. I'm just trying to get some like-minded people together. Let me know if you want to come. And that first dinner, you know, worked out pretty good. 6, 8 people. Next dinner, 10, 12 people. Right away, the third dinner, I had rent the back of Red O in Santa Monica, and it was like 30 people in a way that I felt comfortable because I was bringing them to me in a curated way that I felt comfortable in. And I went on to keep doing all these dinners. And it's how I got to know everybody in LA that was almost impossible to get to know. It's why there's not a restaurant I can't get into there. It's because I rented all their back rooms. It's why I know so many people there and have some of these high level relationships that you see me when you see me, you know, having these high level celebrity friends and all stuff. It all came from putting together rooms that I felt comfortable in, creating the container that they ended up wanting to come to because they heard how great these rooms are. So there's real power in just bringing the party to you and curating it in a way where you feel comfortable. And the side benefit to that is you become the center of attention.
And, you know, if you're listening to that story and you're like, well, I still don't know, how did you invite these celebrities or how did they hear about, you know, this event that you did?
That's like dinner 10. It started with dinner 1 with a bunch of people that weren't as intimidating.
Exactly. So you have to start with just people that you're comfortable with first. Then also prove out your method.
Yep.
Meaning we knew that great questions are what people wanted to connect over. So put a questions bowl in the center. Use question cards. Say, I'd all like for you to go around and answer this question. Like, let's all get to know each other. I know these dinners can sometimes be uncomfortable with all brand new people. Here's some questions that you can use. You guys, it's so much easier than you think because people just want to talk about deeper things and they want people to be interested in them.
I did that and it was so uncomfortable, but I was at a big dinner in LA and there were all sorts, you know, the whole range of people there. One of them was a total A-lister that you would know right now who I just had a very light, warm relationship with, but definitely not a friendship with. And it was somebody else's dinner, but, you know, we're all sitting around, maybe 20 of us around a dinner table. And I could tell everybody was kind of getting to know each other, having awkward conversations. It was very divided. So I literally just said, okay, screw it. I'm going to ask better questions. And I said, hey, everybody, if I could get your attention real quick, I got something kind of valuable that we could do. I know a lot of people here don't know each other. I thought if we could maybe go around the table and each take 1 minute sharing one thing that we're passionate about right now and working on, and one thing that we could really use an introduction or some advice on, I feel like that would kind of break the ice and get everyone to know each other. And maybe we'd walk away with some better relationships tonight. And I was so afraid to do that, but I did it, right? So everyone went around the table and they all took their 1 or 2 minutes of saying those things. Well, at the end of the night, this A-lister comes up to me and says, you know, man, I knew I liked you, but this was the night where I knew I fell in love with you. You took control and added value with better questions to an otherwise maybe not so fun situation. Mm-hmm. So even as an introvert, have those really valuable questions that you can use to curate whatever room when you've brought people to you, or even if you just find yourself in a room.
All right, you guys, I hope that this has helped. I know that this helps even for people who are non-introverted to come up with different ways to connect with people more. But just remember, I do not want you to forget that the big things start small. Like everything Chris and I have done has started with groups of 2, groups of 4, groups of 6. And we test our theory out. We try things on. We see what works and what doesn't work. And we just take big risks because at the end of the day, it's easier to deal with the pain of taking the risk than to sit in the pain of wondering what if.
And here's a safe room where you can have safe, intentional collisions that'll be done for you. Girlfriends in Business, Lori.
So you can go to girlfriendsandbusiness.com or text me the word workshop to 310-496-8363.
There's a flash sale going on right now for 48 hours. Literally stop this podcast, get over to girlfriendsandbusiness.com, grab a seat if it's left. Sold out in 24 hours last time. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Love and appreciate you.
Bye, everyone.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay,
not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently. And most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back. And I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.